Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. Good evening, sir. I'm just conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School on some issues of the day. Sir, in Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in the neighborhood. And we would like to hear from you about your experiences and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you also have the opportunity to sign up for a more deep and follow-up interview for $50. Sir, do you currently live in Boston? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion?
Massachusetts or Boston?
Boston, Massachusetts, right.
I live in Thornton. I don't live in Boston.
Is your zip code 02115? Is that your zip code?
Oh, I have a business over there. Like,
okay, it's just a study we conducted about how police treat all your neighbors on that area. You know, and this is just a study. All your answers are completely confidential. We would highly appreciate it if you can take the time and share your opinion with us, sir. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion? Now, it's just a study, remember? Yes, sir?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so, and believe me. By no means, we're trying to... Yes, sir?
What is the question?
Okay, the next question, like just for statistical purpose only, okay? So make sure we're reaching everybody in your community. And by no means, we're trying to insult your intelligence in any way. But nowadays, we will have to ask this question in order for nobody to feel discriminated. But what would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Okay, sir. And is your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, 60 to 74, or
40? I'm 40.
Okay. Sir, what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White Caucasian, Black African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Native, Hawaiian, other Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, North Africa?
I'm from Haiti. I'm Haitian.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what is the highest level of education that you have completed?
In my country, college.
College, okay, thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me, believe me, okay? Okay, here we go. And the next set of questions is about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, sir, would you say that your physical health is excellent, good, just fair, or poor? What would you say?
Excellent.
Great. You play soccer probably, yeah? Sir, in general, would you say that your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor? Your mental
it's
health.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And now excellent. We are interested, sir?
I drink a lot of tea for my brain, a lot of nitric oxide.
I think, yeah, right, yeah. Now, sir, now we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once a week, or never?
I don't sleep enough.
Okay, I understand.
That's a problem.
But in the past month?
Maximum always 5 hours a day.
No, I understand. But when you go to sleep, okay, how often do you have trouble falling asleep? I understand you don't sleep enough. You don't sleep 8 hours. But the 5 hours, when you go to sleep, you don't have no trouble going to sleep, right? Or do you?
No, not at all?
Sometimes
I wake up in the middle of the night to pee.
Okay, we're gonna ask you that question. But when you go to sleep, you have no trouble falling asleep, right? A few times a week, never, about once a week, every day. Oh, you have no trouble?
No, I don't have trouble because I'm always tired and I drink before I go to the pit.
Now, the next question is, how often do you wake up during the sleep and having difficulty falling back to sleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
It might be sometimes, like, let's say...
A few times?
Once a month, you can put a few times. I might wake up and it takes me some time to sleep.
Okay, so I put your answer a few times a week or about once a week that you wake up and after you go to sleep?
I can put like
once a week.
Because it's up times a month. I can say it's up and often.
I understand. Now let's move forward.
Always tired and always drink tea, chamomile tea, so I can optimize sleep.
Yeah.
So that's why it's difficult.
That relax you, yeah. And now, sir, how often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day, a few times a week, about once a week, or never?
Often, because I don't sleep enough.
Okay, so should I record your answer every day or a few times a week?
A few times a week.
Sir, real quick, the next set of questions is about how you've been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks. How often, sir, have you been bothered by feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Not at all? Some days? More than half a day? Nearly every day? How often?
Okay, can you repeat this one, please?
Yes, sir. The question is, the next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks.
I slept.
No, let me ask you the question.
Difficult to understand.
No problem. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Not at all. Some days, more than half a day, or nearly every day in the past 2 weeks?
Not really. I don't really feel nervous.
So, never? Not at all?
No, I don't feel nervous.
Okay. Now, sir, in the past...
When you say nervous, like stress?
No, we're going to ask about the stress. But nervous?
No, never.
Anxious?
Never. No,
or
never.
Age? Okay. Okay. Now, have you in the past 2 weeks, have you feel having a little interest or pleasure in doing things in the past 2 weeks? Not at all? Some days?
Pleasure doing things? What type of things?
Pleasure in doing things, like regular things, you know, your normal things, like every day, things that you like. Having a...
Every day.
Okay.
I drive every day and spend time with my family. Yeah.
Okay. Now, in the past 2 weeks, I know, how often have you feeling not being able to control worrying? How often in the past 2 weeks? You haven't been able
not be able to control worrying?
Yeah, not being able to control worrying. In the past 2 weeks, not at all.
Never.
Some days.
Never. That's never happened to me.
Okay. In the past 2 weeks, sir, how often have you been feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all. Some days, more than half a day, or nearly every day. In the past 2 weeks.
How can I say that? For hopeless, no.
Depressed, feeling down?
Depressed, all these kind of things. I don't used to be like this. I might be feel down. You know, life, there's some stress, some difficulty. Sure. I might be feel down.
All right. But not depressed, I understand. But in the past 2 weeks, how often have you been feeling down? Some days, more than half a day, or nearly every day?
Maybe half a day.
Half a
sometimes.
Day?
Sometimes.
Okay. Now, let's move forward, okay, sir? Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have an emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or they call it PTSD, or the like. Have you been told anything like that by a healthcare professional? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Have you been told by a healthcare professional that you have a substance use disorder? Yes or no?
No, never.
Have you been told that you have diabetes? Yes or no?
Yes, diabetes type 2.
Okay. Have you been told by a healthcare professional that you have a high blood pressure? Yes or no?
High blood pressure? No.
Pressure, yes. No, okay. Have you been told that you had a heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease? Yes or no?
No.
And overweight or obesity? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Believe me. Now, sir, here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have to each other. Now, for the following scenario, please, sir, indicate how likely do you think is that your neighbors will act if the serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise on pretty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely, sir, is that your neighbors will come together to do something about it? Very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely? What's your opinion?
Very likely. Very likely.
Very likely, okay. Now, have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
Last six months,
yeah. Have you guys got together for a party or a cook-up in the past 6 months? Yes or no? In your community?
In my community where I live,
yes.
I can say yes, but for the zip code you give me, I'm not sure.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's continue. In the past year, sir, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Let's move on. Sir, I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Now, the first one, people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree?
Or okay, neither? Can I comment? Can I comment?
Yes, of course.
Everything has exception. So that depends the situation. So that depends where you are. Exactly. You understand? So, let's say if I'm driving in the neighborhood where there's no people at all.
Yeah.
No one over there, and then the police officer follow me in the middle of night at midnight, I will freak out. I don't feel comfortable because I don't know what can happen because I'm black.
Exactly. We're going to ask you about that, okay? But, see, we got to go little by little, okay? So if you allow me, I know it's more difficult, it's more complicated, but just for the sake of a research, okay? When you hear this statement, you think that people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers? Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now the statement. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Now, do you strongly agree with that statement, sir? Somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Can you repeat that question for me, please?
Yes, of course. During encounters with the law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
You strongly agree? Okay. Now, Do you, the next one, law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that?
I disagree with it. They take it serious.
So strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Yes, I agree. When I say I agree, okay, can you repeat for me? Because I don't want to.
It's okay. It's okay. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
I don't agree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Now, where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Someone agree? Neither agree or
somewhere
disagree?
Somewhere I agree.
Now, people of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. Now, people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Somewhat agree with it.
Somewhat agree? Okay. Now, law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Okay. Now, in most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Not really, no.
Okay, so somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somehow I disagree.
Disagree, okay. Now, law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind. Do you agree with that or disagree?
The best interest?
The best interest of your racial group in mind. Do you think law enforcement officers yes, sir?
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat
disagree? Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate your patience. Now, sir, you can answer this question, yes or no, okay? Now, in the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abused to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. The police or law enforcement officers in the past year have stopped and searched any of your friends and family members for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
And been physically abused to any of your friends and family members? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone in your neighborhood is felt unfairly treated by police. And this is what you were talking about. Remember when the police were following you for no reason? Okay, here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly on your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
Not in my neighborhood, but I drove to New Hampshire and Cape Cod, that happened to me.
Okay,
like,
so that
people follow me for more than 30 minutes, making me uncomfortable.
Because Cape Cod is like more like a hike. I understand that. Like, you know, like upper, you know, upper class. I understand. And Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Now, so, but how should I record your answer? In your neighborhood, you haven't been treated you unfairly on your neighborhood, right?
No,
correct?
No.
Okay. Now,
no.
Sir, has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly on your own neighborhood, specifically because of the race? Yes or no?
No. Hello?
Yes, sir. I hear you. I can hear you. Okay. Have you ever felt that the police stop or follow you because of your racial background? Yes or no? Anywhere.
Yes.
It doesn't say yes. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Now, has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stop or follow them just because of the racial background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police and law enforcement. Okay, sir? Now, have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement officers? Yes or no?
When you say contact, what do you mean?
Any contact, any kind of contact. I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have written, and in order not to influence your opinion. But as we move ahead, we're going to go into more details, okay? But right now the question is, have you ever had any contact of any kind with police or law enforcement, yes or no?
Last time I went to a police department to make a report. I don't know if that's a contact.
That is a contact. Okay. Now let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no? In the past year?
Yes.
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 Okay. Have you ever been arrested, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Ever.
And have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, and I appreciate your patience, sir. Now, these questions are for responders who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. So, sir, you can answer this question yes or no, okay? Now, have the police or law enforcement ever assumed that you are a thief? Yes or no? Have you ever done
no.
that to you? No.
Okay.
No. Have the police or law enforcement have ever been physically abused to you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you have the police or the police or law enforcement accused you of having or selling drugs? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Been verbally abused to you? Yes or no?
No.
Treated you unfairly because of how you dress? Yes or no?
No.
Pulled you over for no reason while you were driving? Yes or no?
No.
Stop and search you for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
Follow you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
Yes, they follow me, but I don't know the reason exactly.
Okay.
But they make me comfortable.
But to your knowledge, they have no reason for you to follow. Remember, you were telling me about the experience you have in K-Cup, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the question is, have you ever had contact with the police or law enforcement officers? Have they ever, the police, follow you for no reason while you were walking or driving? Is that a yes or no?
They follow me, but they didn't stop me.
No, I understand, but they follow you for no reason, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, have arrest you for something you didn't do?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay,
no.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, sir, in the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement followed you? Would you say one or two times in the past year? 3 to 5 times? 6 to 10 times? 11 to 20 times?
I think
20 times? Yes, sir?
Tries for the 12 months.
In the past 12 months, yeah. Have the police have the police or law enforcement follow you? How many times?
Two times in the 12 months.
In the past 12 months, okay. Now, sir, thinking about your most memorable encounter with the police, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements? Here's the first one. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Can you repeat, please?
Yes. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to. Like, it comes to your mind even when you don't want to think about it. You know, that's what they mean, that you're being stopped. Do you agree with that or disagree? Like you thinking do you think about being stopped by the police even when you don't want to think about it? Like that comes to your mind once in a while? Yes or no?
No. No.
So you don't agree with that statement at all?
I have to stop, if when I see a police officer and then stop.
Yes.
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. Now, sir, I try not to remember and think about this incident. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? You know, I mean, if you had any encounter with the police, you know, and you try not to remember that. You disagree with that?
I didn't have anything with police.
Okay. No, I understand. You have no been experienced. So most of these things don't apply to you, but just for the sake of a research, do you agree with that statement or don't agree?
Yeah, okay. Repeat this part for me.
Yeah. I try not to remember and think about this incident. Like you were telling me about the time the police follow you, you know, for a while and take up. Now, do you try not to remember that? Yes or no?
No, not really. No.
Okay. So you agree with that statement or disagree with that statement?
Disagree with that statement.
Okay. Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Disagree with that statement.
Okay. Now, sir, reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or pounding heart. Is that when it comes to mind? Do you have those feelings if you ever been pulled over, you know, by the police? Do you agree? Do you remember those feelings?
Yes, once that happened to me in Connecticut, police officer stopped me, but I was very stressful.
I know. Okay. So do you agree with that statement strongly or somewhat agree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police. Do you agree with that statement, sir, or disagree?
I don't really think with the experience.
Okay. So you disagree somewhat, or neither agree or disagree? You can say neutral. You can neither agree or disagree.
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Yeah, somewhat disagree.
Okay. Now, make me my feelings about this incident are kind of numb. Do you agree with that statement? Neither agree or disagree?
No, I don't agree with it.
Okay, so you don't agree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, here we go. Now, remember this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Repeat again.
Remember this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped. When you remember these things, so you feel those feelings again, you know, the pounding heart, getting nervous. Will you remember the time you were stopped? So you agree with that statement strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, I try not to talk about the time I was stopped. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Yes, I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? I appreciate your patience on the line. Believe me. Now, sir, please tell me the extent.
Go now.
No, not just one more. Just one more, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Sir, okay. Do you agree or disagree each of the following statements about things that have happened since you encountered with the police? Now, the people have avoided me. Do you agree with that or disagree?
People have what?
Avoid me. Like they try not to be with you. Do you agree or disagree?
Please, go slowly with this part and so I can get everything.
Okay, but see, I don't want you to go because I want you to finish this because it's very important. You know, this is how people has been treating that day. The police has been treating people. So it's very important for the research. Now, sir, now the question is, please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Okay, this is what people have said. Okay, now, people have avoided me since your encounter with the police. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Disagree. I disagree.
Okay. Now, sir, my friends have treated me with more respect since your encounter with the police. Agree, disagree, or neither?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Yeah, I strongly disagree.
Okay. I feel like I am being watched or tracked. Do you feel that way? Do you agree with that or disagree?
I agree with that.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Yeah, somewhat I agree with it.
Okay. Now, people are more uncomfortable around me since my encounter with the police. Do you agree with that or disagree?
No, disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strong disagree.
I feel like I cannot make any mistakes. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Disagree.
Okay. I would be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer will ask about my past experience with the police. Do you agree with that statement or disagree with that statement?
I disagree with that statement.
Strongly?
Strongly disagree, okay. Yes.
Now, sir, this is the last part, okay? Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Have police have impacted you or others? Do you know? Now, law enforcement has made my community feel safer. Do you agree with that or disagree or neither?
I agree with that.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. I am less likely to call the police when I need. Do you agree or disagree? Or neither?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
I agree. Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Neither?
Repeat that part for me.
Yes. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved or got better because of law enforcement actions. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Okay.
It's been okay.
Okay, having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Repeat this.
Yes, having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve or get better in school. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Discussion is a little bit difficult for me.
Okay.
Do you
think that the young people in your neighborhood has been inspired to do better because of the contact they have with the police or law enforcement? Do you agree with that or disagree?
I don't agree with it.
So disagree somewhat or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
So he has to be strong or somehow disagree?
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Now, law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there. Do you feel comfortable, like, getting all together in your neighborhood because of the law enforcement actions? Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat I agree.
Okay. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture.
How many more we have? It's about 35 minutes.
Okay, it's just the last one. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with noticeable law enforcement presence. Do you feel comfortable, like, getting together with people of your racial group when there's a lot of police? Do you agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, sir. Now, the next question, just for statistical purpose only, sir. Now, what is your current employment status? Are you working, homemaker, retired, without a job?
Self-employment.
You employee?
Self-employment.
Oh, self-employee. Okay. Self-employee. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, what is your current marital status? Married, separate, widow, single?
Married.
Married? Okay. Now moving on. Hey, how many children do you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
Six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And how many adults, 18 or over, including yourself, they live in your house?
14, the oldest one.
Okay, no, but how many people, they are 18 or over, they live in your house? 1, 2, 3, 4 people, they live in your house?
We are six.
They're all over 18?
Under 18.
No, but how many people over 18 live in your house?
Oh, me and my wife, just me and my wife.
Just two? Just two? Okay. Now, what is your household total income from all sources? 20,000, 20 to 50,000, 50 to 80,000, 80 to 120,000, 120 to 175? What was your
120.
Total?
120.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years? 4 to 7 years? 8 to 15 years? Over 15 years or all your life? How long have you lived there?
8 to 15 years.
8 to 15 years? That's a long time. Now, what best describe your current living situation? You are a homeowner? You rent or paying partial rent with your family?
I rent, but unfortunately, I cannot rent anymore. I have to leave.
Okay.
I have to leave.
Just one more. Do you currently live in public housing? Yes or no?
I'm a public housing? No.
Yeah, no, you don't live in public housing. Okay, sir. Now, sir, can you give me just the names of the streets where you live, like Elm Street, Main Street? What's the streets where you live, more or less?
Center Street.
Center Street, or what's the other street that goes across?
I'm sorry?
What's the other street that goes across? Central and what else?
Center Street.
Central and Main Street,
yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, will you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with the Harvard researchers about your experience for the $50 gift card? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, sir. And what's your phone number and your email address so I can send the $10 gift card?
No worries. I will give my help.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Believe me, very kind of you. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.